Amen. The psalm for today, we got two today as through in our reading, Psalm 92 and 93. And I chose verses 1 through 4 from 92. Honest to goodness, today and tomorrow, the 23rd and 24th, is the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Hallelujah! It's a time to celebrate.
It is.
Celebrating all week long as we observe this feast with those in Jerusalem. But this psalm was written, actually, for this day, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. So it's just neat that it just happened in our reading schedule, that it happened on the day that we were reading it. It says, it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. Wow! At the end of the feast, the psalmist says, I will triumph in the works of thy hand.
Beautiful.
Not in the works of my hands. I will triumph, Lord, in what you've done for me. You've done it all. You paid the price. You put me in right relationship with you. Not my works that I might boast, but I will boast in you. The message reads it this way. What a beautiful thing, God, to give thanks, to sing an anthem to you, to the high God, to announce your love each daybreak and your faithful presence all through the night. Accompanied by dulcimer and harp, the full-bodied music of strings, you make me so happy, God. I saw your work and I shouted for joy. Amen. We're going to shout for joy this morning in our worship. And you know, as I was reading this, I thought, oh, hard, because we don't have a dulcimer or a harp or full body music of strength. You know, to say this, to have a tambourine, you have to have a full orchestra behind you. Well, we have a full, all the strings on that piano.
That's
so we
right.
fulfill that. And thank God that Dan's here. Oh, are you going to be playing? Okay. That Dan's here because he has that thingy that he plays that makes all the rest of that. It makes the music of the dulcimer and harp and whatever. So we qualify. Hallelujah. God sees to it. From the New Living, it says, it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. Accompanied by the 10-string harp and the melody of the lyre, you thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I will sing for joy because of what you have done. You thrill me, Lord. Can you imagine as we say that together in just a couple seconds, as we voice that, can you imagine the look on God's face and the feeling he has that he will receive as we say that? You thrill me, Lord.
Yeah.
You are it. You're my everything. I know everything good comes from you. Write to me. Thank you, Jesus, for making it possible. Let's say it from the New Living Translation so we can say those words together as a group, because you know what we're doing right now? We are making God very, very happy.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord. To sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by the 10-stringed harp and the melody of the lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done.